What is more important in filmmaking? Is it visuals or storytelling?
I think they're equally important, but because film is a visual medium, gun to my head, it'd have to be visual. But storytelling is very important too.
I agree with that. I feel like it's kind of a 50-50 thing. Visuals are obviously what attracts people, and that's what's going to pull people in the most. But there also has to be a good story because, you know, no one wants to be falling asleep on an $11 movie that they paid for. But, I mean, I think visuals probably would be more of the upper hand in that.
Okay, well, I think that story is more important than visuals because it doesn't matter if they filmed up here majestically, but there's no story, or, like, the story's crap. I wouldn't consider that a good movie. I would definitely take a good story, but really bad visuals over really good visuals and a bad story.
You can have the flashiest, wackiest, darn visuals that the world's ever seen, but if you have a crappy script, it's not going to save your movie. Story comes first. And to me, it almost barely matters what you film on, as long as you can tell what's happening on screen and you have a strategic way in pointing your camera, you can film on the phone, as long as your story is solid.
I guess it really depends on what it is. But, like, for me, I believe it is kind of the storytelling.
I guess I should say, if you're making an Avengers movie, that visuals does, in fact, matter more than story. So, I mean, it just depends what you're making.
Do you think films make an impact on culture?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say films can be a pretty nuanced and effective way to explore pretty complicated issues, although that definitely does depend on the film. Like, obviously, Star Wars is going to have a lot to offer on right and wrong, but it's not going to have a lot to offer on, like, what do we do about this specific political issue? Like, it's definitely depends on the film, and you kind of have to pick and choose what aspects of society it affects.
I think films do affect society, especially in meme culture. Definitely. Each film can give birth to a lot of new memes. In this day and age, that's kind of a big part of our culture.
I think it does because, you know, there are some movies like from the 1940s and 50s that were like super sexist and super racist, but they're like classics in a way. So I think it definitely like shapes like how we view things. And I think it's just interesting, like, how, like, with society changes, like, also movie changes.
Do you think films from other eras truthfully represent the time periods?
Yeah, I think so, yeah, probably because based on the stereotypes at that time, they wanted to make a movie that was from around that era, I guess. They want to make something entertaining so people could like it and they could watch it over and over again.
I think for me it's hard to tell just because I wasn't born in those generations, so I can't say from personal experience that I know what it looked like back then. There has been a lot of movies that have done it really well. They've made it look like that era, but I mean, I can't tell. I wasn't there.
I think in an expansion on previous statements that they can explain, like, if the film was made in a particular decade, it can explain how we feel in that decade. But it also explains how we feel about previous decades if a movie like from the 80s, like Back to the Future, goes back to the 50s. Like, it also kind of informs how we feel about that previous generation as well. So I think our real frame of reference is past, present, and future, and our views of the future will always be different than our views on the past. But to answer the question more specifically, I do think it does inform how we look at the previous two decades, past and present, more than anything else.
How important is diversity in films?
I think it's important depending on the film that's being made. Like, if it's a period piece, you'd want very specific diversity in play depending on that time period. In modern day, yeah, I'd say it's important. Like, I can't provide a more nuanced explanation than that.
Diversity in films here in 2019 is probably very important to other people. There are a lot of activists now in this decade, I want to say. And I think a lot of people want to see more diversity in films because there's not as much of it. That's not just racial diversity, it's cultural diversity, religious diversity.
I think in order to for a film to be realistic, it should have a lot of diversity. Just because you can't have a film and base it in 2019 and just have, like, only white people, like white Christian people, because that's not what it is like in 2019.
I feel like diversity in movies is really, really important. I can't really think of too many examples right off the top of my head, but there are a really good amount of examples of, like, you know, whitewashing in film, where it's like someone from a different culture being represented by white people. I guess I can get why that happens, but it's also like, it's unrealistic. You to represent the culture by the people who are in that culture, and there are actors in that culture, so use those actors.
How can we promote representation in film?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of, you know, incentivized ways to do that, but I honestly am not an expert in that field, so I wouldn't know 100% for sure how we could do it, but I do think there are ways to do it.
I think through history we've been doing a lot better, definitely, because there isn't a lot of whitewashing anymore. There still is, but it's not as, like, often as it was. As far as having more representation, I don't know. I definitely think we are doing better as time goes on.
I guess I feel like the only way to have more diversity and representation in films nowadays is to open the door for those people to be involved. I'm trying not to open a can of worms here, but I feel like there's a like a surplus, or like there's more white people in film than there is any other, like, race or culture. And I feel like we just need to, I don't know, just, I guess, open the door, yeah.
So does one person make an entire film or show unwatchable? With the Me Too movement, all of the people who are being called out, should their previous work, like, should we not watch their previous work? Or should we watch it because they're only one person and lots of, like, hundreds of other people worked on this as well?
To be clear, like, it depends on the actual quality of the work. I watched this Netflix original called Master of None, which is directed and starring a guy named Aziz Ansari, who has been accused in the Me Too movement, kind of. The show is still good and provides, you know, nuanced kind of social commentary outside of the Me Too movement, and towards the end, kind of within it. But I think the show itself is watchable, but not all shows are like that by some of the people. And The Usual Suspects I really enjoy, even though Kevin Spacey's a monster, so I think that's backing me into a corner, but it honestly depends on the actual quality of the work to begin with, if you can separate man from the art.
As a kid, I watched The Cosby Show a ton, and I loved it, and I can't watch it anymore. Before all that stuff was, like, brought to light, I loved that show. I think it kind of depends on, like, how big of a role they play in the whole production of it. Just because if they were, like, director, producer, starring in it, like, all that stuff, then it might make it unwatchable. But, I mean, especially for, like, victims and stuff. But from an, like, an outside perspective, I think it has to do with, like, how big of a role they played, but also, like, the quality of the work. I do think that it shouldn't just go by, like unnoticed just because it's a good movie or TV show, though.
I've been struggling with this for a while, and I think I've come to the conclusion that it depends on the medium or what it is that's being filmed. On one end of the spectrum, you have Kevin Spacey in Baby Driver. I love his character, and I still do, and I get mixed feelings about that myself. So I think maybe in this instance, or in instances like it, when it comes to fictional movies, we might be able to separate the talent from the person. But when it comes to, like, say, Louis C.K. and his stand-up comedy, that's different because it's stemming from personal experience. I don't think that's something I can tolerate, and I don't think I've watched Louis C.K.'s comedy ever since I found out about that sort of thing. So there's a lot of gray areas to me.
When certain actors play a movie role, it's not them. Like, it's not their personality, it's not, like, who they are. That's a good way of, like, separating artists from art. But as far as comedians like Louis C.K., that's, like, his personality that he brings on stage. So separating his art, there isn't, the line is just a lot more faded.
So I think your original question was whether or not we should dismiss the entire work because one person...
Exactly.
One person should not bring down the quality of work that thousands of people did for millions of dollars. I feel like that shouldn't be possible, but I totally get everyone else's side of the issue, and I'm not negating that at all. But personally, I feel like that's a lot of work that would go wasted because of one person.
I understand where you guys are coming from, but it's also, you have to think about that actor or actress is that's something that they put their time into. Like, that's something that represents them. And if they've done something wrong to someone else and they've known that they did it, like they kept it a secret, why should we support that?
Does anyone have anything they want to say before we're done?
Just wanted to say, I guess, that I enjoyed hanging out with you guys. It's been a very fun, fun circle of hard questions. But I get the questions had to be hard. Like, it's kind of necessary to ask hard questions of people who have really strong opinions. I'd like to thank everyone for being here, even though it's not my job. So,
shout out to Alaska filmmakers. Go out and go to film festivals here in Alaska. Go support everyone.
This was a fun 1 hour. Like, it felt like much more than 1 hour.
It's been 45 minutes.
Oh, what? Like, see, it felt longer than that.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't know what I was doing when I first came here, and I thank you for that. Thank you for inviting me, Madison. I thought this was really nice to be able to think deeper, I guess, in a way, about movies. I don't usually do anything like this, and I thought this was a great conversation.
I don't want to be, like, you know, your cliche inspirational. I don't know. If there's anyone who, like, wants to make movies and they feel like they can't, just freaking do it. Just get your phone out and start filming. Like, there's literally nothing stopping you. Just, it's from me and Brendan's experience, just literally start filming random crap.
You gotta start somewhere, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You have to start somewhere.
Awesome sauce. Thank you for being here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Here's a contract when we get to the podcast. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.